Today we are celebrating Epiphany, the appearance of the star. And just want to say a few things about that scripture and share a few inspirational things with you this morning. I want to start by telling you a joke probably most of you have heard, but I think they tell it a little bit differently in most places. So I'm going to tell it this way. What would have happened if the three wise men had been gay? And then you know the rest. They would have asked directions. They would have arrived on time. They would have helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and brought practical gifts. It's a wonderful story, this story. Of course, it's surrounded by conflict and violence and all kinds of horrible things, but the story itself is a beautiful story that these wise ones hear the proclamation of the birth of a Savior, someone that will shepherd the people, that will take care of the people, and they begin to follow this star that they see. And of course, they go through Herod, asking Herod. I couldn't help but think as I was sitting there that this might kind of have resembled the scene in late 2019 when King Herod had people appearing saying, a rightful king is going to assume the throne. And then, you know, it all broke loose. So I mean, imagine this threat to Herod. He's feeling pretty comfortable, and then he hears there's another king of Israel coming. So when I was a child, I loved singing We Three Kings with all the gusto and all the lead up, and I sang it especially loud, and like many of you probably, I sang it wrong. So it wasn't that I misheard the lyrics. It was that the lyrics I sang made sense to me. There's this huge star in the sky. I mean, it's so dramatic that you can follow it from hundreds of miles away or whatever over the course of years or whatever. There's huge stars. So I assumed this huge star had a huge light. And so I always sang, guide us by thy perfect light. I thought, well, it's tied to Jesus and everything. And then over the years, again, as many of you probably did, I learned the correct words. Guide us to thy perfect light, to the Christ child, the light of the world. One of my favorite parts about this scriptural story is, it's just kind of a throwaway line there at the end. The Magi presented gifts, and then they went home. They left, and they went home by another way, by a different way, by another route, it says in some of the translations. And I love that because I think that's what should always happen when we come into the presence of the living Christ. We should be changed, and we should leave that place in a different way, in a renewed way, in a changed way. We followed Scrooge's transformation through all of Advent, and I believe Epiphany is another opportunity to really take seriously our own personal transformation. I'm not talking about resolutions, because our resolutions often depend on us, our willpower. Can we do it? And the answer is 97% of us can't, even for a few days. But deciding to let the presence of Christ transform us, that's all about grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not responsible for it, so it's a very different thing. I hope that you'll think about that in these next few days as we begin the new year. I wanted to offer some inspiration from one of my favorite poets, Ann Weems. And this is Ann Weems' promise to us who are celebrating Christmas and Epiphany thousands of years after the event. Angels still appear to those ready to receive blessings, in spite of the barren impossibility of their lives. Elizabeth still recognizes Jesus and calls him Lord, receiving him to her heart in spite of the distraction of her own blessing. Blessings still come to those who believe that nothing is impossible in the hand of God. Mary still gives birth, not just every Advent. Mary still gives birth each day to this child who advents into hearts unexpectedly and forever. Herods still live who would kill this child. But Mary and Joseph still flee into the desert and the night to protect the one given into their keeping. Doors still slam in the ends of this world. Herods still plot to kill. Deserts and darkness still threaten our safety. But God still lives. In spite of war and terror, Mary gives birth to the Prince of Peace. In spite of hunger, Mary gives birth to the bread of life. In spite of lost sheep, Mary gives birth to the Good Shepherd. In spite of hearts pregnant with hatred, Mary gives birth to love. It is not done. It is not done. It is not done. The birthing is not over. The blessings continue. Angels wait in the wings. There's a lot that surrounds us that's tough. Here in the capital city of Austin, we know that in a few weeks, things are about to get really tough. And especially for people whom we love in the LGBTQ community. So I want us to gird ourselves for that, not with anger, but with hope, with love, with the love that's inspired by courage and encouraged by Christ's presence with us. I tease this.